My name is Annabelle Laux, and this is my project on implementation of a warming bundle to decrease incidences of postoperative hypothermia. Postoperative hypothermia has been associated with an increased risk of infection, blood loss, impaired coagulation, cardiac complications, and patient discomfort. At an ambulatory surgical center, ASC, over a period of 8 months, between 79.2% and 92.1% of patients reached 36 degrees Celsius within 15 minutes of arriving to the post-anesthesia care unit, PACU. This falls below the goal of 95% set forth by the ASC to align with other ASCs across the country. Evidence supports the use of a standardized hypothermia guideline developed by the American Society of Peri-Anesthesia Nurses and the use of forced air warming devices to prevent postoperative hypothermia. The purpose of this project was to implement and evaluate an evidence-based warming bundle perioperatively to decrease incidences of postoperative hypothermia. The process goal was 100% of patients meeting criteria will receive warming bundle components perioperatively. The outcome goal was that the ASC will reach their goal of 95% normothermia compliance. This project took place in a preoperative unit in PACU within a 34-bed ASC associated with a large teaching hospital in the Baltimore-Washington metropolitan area. The population included was adult and pediatric patients undergoing an orthopedic procedure under general or regional anesthesia with a procedure time of at least 60 minutes. The intervention included eligible patients that were treated with a warming bundle composed of passive and active warming devices throughout their stay. Then warming bundles were used by PACU staff to record project data. Implementation strategies included staff education on the current normothermia policy, how to properly use temporal artery thermometers and forced air warming devices, as well as a warming bundle audit tool to be used during project implementation. Education was then reinforced through email communication. Nurses in the preoperative unit screen patients for eligibility to participate, and upon arrival to the PACU, patient temperatures were collected and the warming bundle was implemented if necessary. Data was collected through a QR code or web link to the warming bundle audit tool in REDCap. The results included 196 patients were eligible to participate in the project. 71% of those patients were actually included in the project, and 100% of those patients reached normothermia within 15 minutes of arriving to the PACU. Eligible patients not participating may have been related to staff misunderstanding of patient eligibility, unawareness of the project, and/or time constraints. Below, you can see a run chart of patients' temperature at PACU arrival and forced air warming devices, a bar chart including patient participation, and two pie charts, each showing surgical site and patient age. To conclude, implementing an evidence-based warming bundle intervention perioperatively has been found to decrease incidences of postoperative hypothermia. After project implementation, the average temperature at PACU arrival was 36.3 degrees Celsius. 36.22% of eligible patients participated in the project. So it is recommended that future interventions detail patient inclusion and exclusion criteria and follow up with staff weekly to ensure that eligible patients are being captured in the project. Sustainability should include continuing normothermia education with new hires and annually with staff. Implications for practice include improving staff awareness of the importance of decreasing instances of postoperative hypothermia to prevent adverse health outcomes. It is recommended that in the future, projects include a variety of surgical specialties with an increase in postoperative hypothermia incidences. Limitations to this project included, at week 7, it was found that 6 of the temporal thermometers in the preoperative unit failed calibration testing, and portable thermometers were used during this time. The QR code can be scanned for a complete list of references. Thank you for your time.